Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, it's Wednesday, so time for our weekly sports segment with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Welcome back, Bill.
Hi, Deb.
So Game 2 of the World Series is tonight at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Dodgers currently leading that series after winning last night 3-1. And the Dodgers took the lead early, very first pitch, actually. The Dodgers' Chris Taylor says he swung at the first ball he saw. Let's listen.
I think a lot of times, as it is with progress, what's significant about it is that they just looked at Alex Cora as the best man for the job. They didn't say, okay, we have to have a minority manager. Somebody like Alex Cora can be the odds-on favorite and get the job.
Okay, obviously.
We're in Boston, and the most important story is that the Red Sox have a new manager. So,
the
great gods of radio preempted your question and answered with the Red Sox.
Anyway, Chris Taylor was not Chris Taylor, but is this what we expected from the World Series matchup, Bill?
You don't expect a guy to hit a home run on the first pitch because the postseason is all about pitching. And once we got past that, you got a very tight game. You did have a two-run homer a little bit later on. I think you're going to see more of the same tonight. You're going to see Justin Verlander pitching for Houston. He was spectacularly effective against the Yankees. I think that the old cliche about pitching meaning everything in the postseason is likely to continue to be what we see.
Both teams, would you say, how do you describe them? What are their relative strengths?
Well, first of all, you don't get to the World Series on a series of flukes for the most part, especially the way things are set up now with the, playoff levels of playoff baseball. You got to beat good teams to get there. So these are two very good teams. The Indians were the third team that had a spectacularly good regular season. But both these teams had magnificent regular seasons, and they're set up to play a great series. And I, myself, always root for seven games. That's what I'm hoping
for. It does always seem to be seven.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Sometimes when the Red Sox win the World Series, like one year the Cardinals didn't show up and the Red Sox beat them four straight. So it can happen that way too. But I root for seven games, and so I root for Verlander to be as strong tonight as he was against the Yankees. He put 16 innings against the Yankees. He allowed one run, which is really quite exceptional. I hope it'll be good and even the series up tonight.
Okay. Well, let's go to that big story now. The new manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, was chosen, former Red Sox player, chosen
briefly
as manager, right? And after the series, he will take over, presumably, as manager of the Red Sox. How significant is this move to have Alex Cora as the new manager?
I think it's significant for a number of reasons. One is that the Red Sox, of course, have a very long tradition of white, good old boy type candidates.
And he's the first Hispanic.
He's the first Hispanic. Mm-hmm. As many people have already noted, it's tremendously useful to speak Spanish these days because so many players in the major leagues are Hispanic, and some of them come in with excellent command of English and some of them don't. And it's great to be able to communicate easily and comfortably with the ones who don't necessarily speak great English. He hasn't been a major league manager before, but everything that you hear about the way he worked with players in Houston is very positive. So I'm all for it. I think it's great. It was kind of too bad that Farrell got fired because basically he got fired because his team lost to a better team in the playoffs. But I guess the sense in the front office was that he'd lost the team, and that's why they make a change.
What do you think are the main challenges facing Alex Cora? I know a lot of folks say, he was a player for a while. He might know some of these guys. It might be hard for him to take a leadership role.
Yeah, and he's a young guy, not a lot older than a lot of the players that he'll be managing. But I think he's probably earned their respect. And I think if the Red, it's a small community, and the Red Sox know guys on the Astros and players move around, and I think he probably has a very good reputation. Mm.
Dustin Pedroia, speaking of Red Sox, mm-hmm. he had surgery today on his knee, and I think they said he might be out for 50 games. How's that going to affect things?
Yeah, the first thing I thought when I heard this story that Pedroia had knee surgery was this is a guy who, by all accounts, will be the hardest working, most diligent rehabber in the history of knee surgery. He's everything about him says that he's a tough guy and he can't wait to get back on the field. And so if anybody can make a successful 100% recovery from this sort of thing, he'd be the guy who could do it.
Mm. Talking about injuries, Gordon Haywood, who broke his ankle. I know.
I didn't watch it. People told me not to watch it, and I said, okay, I won't.
Probably a good idea. He broke his ankle in the first quarter of his debut with the Celtics last week. He's had surgery. Do we know how he's doing?
The initial report was that he'd come through surgery very well. And, of course, this is another story of somebody who's going to have to rehab like crazy. I mean, this is a really serious injury, and diligence will have something to do with it, and luck will have something to do with it, and we can only wish him the best. And then turn our attention to, as is always necessary in these circumstances, what the Celtics do to try to patch up the team and carry on.
Mm. And kind of overshadowed Kyrie Irving's debut.
Oh, absolutely.
The team.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that was gruesome. I mean, you saw the photographs of players, even opposing players, looking away and putting towels over their heads. And I think that's very obviously because it's a terrible reminder of how quickly the career that you've worked to establish since you were probably 10, 11, 12 years old can be interrupted by something utterly out of your control in an instant.
Right. Okay. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Deb.